Rabbi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 18th. Such a deal from Jeremiah 32. The 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, is his last. The Babylonians are besieging Jerusalem and everything is crumbling. The countryside is deserted. Towns are shuttered. People are gone to slavery. The money has disappeared. Judah is the last place on earth that any investor would want to buy property, yet Jeremiah is told by God to buy the land of a relative. Doesn't God understand that you don't buy high and sell low? Apparently not. Or at least Jeremiah had the fleeting thought that God didn't know what he was doing. Take a look at verses 24 to 25 in chapter 32. Jeremiah's cousin, Hanamel, came and essentially forced him to remain faithful to the law of redemption of family property by proposing that Jeremiah buy his field. Hanamel knew the field was worthless, so he was going for the cash while he still could, whereas Jeremiah would be purchasing something he would never use. Nor would anyone for a long time be able to use it. But Jeremiah is living by faith. He has the word of the Lord to assure him that the fortunes of his people would be restored in the future. So, making an investment in the future wasn't such a bad thing after all, even when there might be no tangible benefits in his lifetime. Isn't that the way it is for those who invest in the kingdom of heaven? You give a tithe, you sacrifice to meet a need, you serve without complaint and/or without tangible results for a long time, but you're not working for people or self. Your service is to the Lord, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 to 24, and he will reward you beyond your lifetime. Buy a field. Invest in the future. Put everything you own on deposit with God. The reward is out of this world. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.